Jaramu found something really nice we can use in the future. So, actually, I first realized it when he sent me his slides today, because I thought I had to change them, but then I ran them through MD2Point and it worked, and I wonder why. And I researched that. And here's this short presentation. Of course, it's also a reminder that you can easily write in 5 minutes a presentation about something simple you found and you want to show the people. This is what I did 5 minutes after work when I found this out. So this is standard MD2.5. You have my presentation title. This is my presentation title, all you know. So it's really simple. It will generate the cat point slides you see now with the topic and so on. But then I found something in the file of GRMU, which is like that. You had something written in front of the first hash beginning title. And then I realized in MD2Point, which I wrote, yeah, it's true. It will first search for the first line where this is appearing and will ignore everything in front of it. So whatever you put in front, you can add comments, you can add copyright statements, you can add metadata. Like here, the thing I proposed, maybe we want to have some XML metadata for cat points. It's free to use. Maybe you can use it for scripts to do something. Hello, join subline from Toronto. But you know, evil Bob, good Bob is your brother. I researched. Is it true? So maybe someone comes up with an idea to use this new feature in cat point we found out accidentally. You could add comments, like I said, a metadata. You could add a description for this 3D slides. Yes, shebang, as Joshua says. You could execute it. Yeah, maybe you can add an SH script. Good idea, Joshua. If you add a shebang and then ignore the slides, you can add a script so you can execute slides. Dang it, I can't hear the audio. We are JG537. Why can't you hear the audio? The others can hear me. Okay, let's see if we find some usage for that. Thanks, Jamu, for finding this. Thank you very much.